It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's Beer 30 time, and it's brought to you by the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, coming up Friday through Sunday, October 5th through 7th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Check it out. Go to harvestfair.org to get your tickets and details. Brett and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the house. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You can check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes, and follow them on all the socials. We have a beer in the house. What do we got here today?
We have a beer from Laughing Monk Brewing out of San Francisco. It's a little city south of us. Maybe you've heard of it.
I have.
This is their Holy Ghost Pilsner. The cool thing about Laughing Monk, they're starting to get a really big name in the beer world. They were, for a while, they were known for just having, growlers there at the brewery, this and that, and they put in a canning line, so now you're able to see their beers are starting to creep out up into this area, which is really good, and I think it's a good thing for everyone to try it. We tried one the other day on the podcast, and we were really impressed, so we pulled some strings and got some more.
Yeah.
So Holy Ghost Pilsner, this thing is awesome. I already took a sip.
Yeah.
You cheated. Sneaky.
What a cheater.
You cheated.
Sneaky.
Well, let's roll through the AATMF real quick. Nice, bright straw color.
Yes.
You can see through it. There's some nice bubbles coming up in there, too.
This is exactly what you expect out of Pilsner.
Absolutely. Smells a little grassy in a good way.
Yeah, it's got that grass smell, but, quite honestly, it's got a really nice malt. The malt, just sweetness to it.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really nice and refreshing. This could, almost be, it smells so delicious, it could be an air freshener.
Wow. Guess
who took his Flonase this morning?
If I see you rubbing it on your armpits later, I'll know
what's
going on. I'll know the reason anyway. I still won't know what's going on.
You won't know the reasoning.
Yeah.
You know the reason.
Yeah.
Nice. I love the carbonation level in this beer. It finishes so clean. I guess it's a malt sweetness in the finish that sort of coats my tongue as I finish this thing, but it is so crisp and so clean. Finishes really nicely. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, the CO2 level is lower than I typically like, but I find that appealing. Well, this is, you're going to, with this light of a beer, you're going to drink, you're probably, if you're me, you're going to drink, you're going to drink several of them. This is 5.2%. So you're not asking for an 8% IPA.
Did you say several or seven?
Several.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
One in the same, Danny. One in the same.
Okay.
But yeah, this is this to me, the low carbonation is making me kind of want to drink a little bit faster. But it does. It finishes really nice.
Yeah, this is two out of three beers we've had from them. We've been really impressed. It's pretty obvious that Ben and I are two thumbs up. Danny, what do you think?
I don't typically like Pilsners from past experiences, but this one's pretty good. I like this one a lot.
In a shelf of IPAs, a few Pilsners now and again is really, it's a really nice thing to try and just break up the rendition of bitter.
Yeah, so I like it too. No, well done.
Yeah, I was excited to bring it on specifically because we just seem to do so many IPAs and hoppy pails and whatnot. So this is a nice break. This is great.
Yeah.
Great.
Laughing Monk Brewing Holy Ghost Pilsner. Woo! Should have saved this for Halloween. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
We'll have more. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. You can click on Beer 30. And then their podcast is Sports Meets Beer, and you can find that on Google Play and iTunes and on all the socials as well. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thank you, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Boo!